We are still in the series we call Jonah, I Am Jonah. And, you know, it's very interesting to know and to realize that, you know, even in our generation today, you know, we're so pumped up, especially kapag ka ito, yung mga game na to, yung mga season, as in, kanina sobrang, yung asawa ko, yung wife ko, talagang tumatalo na ako kanina. Babe, sabi niya, babe, may pusta ka ba dyan? Oo, malaki pusta ko dito, babe. talagang sumisigaw ako kanina, talagang, well, congratulations all the Heat fans in the house. Okay? So, right now, you know, we still have a few more minutes to just wrap this thing. Di pa nag-start, i-wrap up na, no? You know, last week, but before that, can I ask again, sino sa inyo dito, first time you came here for the very first time? Okay, thank you. Come on, let's give God a big hand for these people. Thank you so much. We would like to welcome you. This is our youth service. Again, katulad na sinabi ni Pastor Dan and ni Leo Ray kanina, we're gonna have our Thursday service. So please do invite your friends, your classmates, lahat ng mga kaaway nyo, kagalit nyo, kaisnaban nyo, invite nyo this Friday. Okay? So yung mga papel dyan, kung galit kayo sa kanila, ibigay mo lang. O bahala ka na umintindi dyan, ha? Kung galit ka sa kanila, pumunta ka na lang. Okay? So, last week we talked about God is a God of second chance. Okay? Kung nakapunta kayo dito, last week, we started the series, I Am Jonah. And really, katulad ng sinabi ko last week, this series, okay, the book of Jonah is not really about, though it plays a very significant role on the book of Jonah, but this is not really about the Jonah being swallowed by a big fish. Okay? Although, pag naiisip natin, yun agad yung nakikita natin sa mind natin. But this is really about the story about the compassion of God. The sinfulness of man's heart, the wickedness of people, and the stubbornness of, you know, of all who doesn't follow God. On the other hand, there's a contrast. God is really about pursuing His people with love and affection and with compassion and mercy. It's a total contrast. Okay? And today, as we talk about that, as we continue our series, this is very exciting, you know, because we're gonna have, you know, three things that we could learn this very evening. But before that, would you pray with me as we open this topic right now? Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. I pray, God, that you will be with us tonight. Lord, and may your word, God, open our hearts, Lord God, that we may understand, that we may hear from you, Lord. Bless the preaching of your word. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would bless, and Lord, all the brokenhearted people right now. Lord, na kahit natalunan sila, Lord, i-bless mo pa rin sila. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. I'm sorry. By the way, merong scripture dyan. Hebrews 10:26, I think yata. Sabing ganon, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Encourage lang natin. Lahat ng mga Heat fans, encourage lang natin. Let's spur one another, okay? So, for the sake of the gospel, okay? Now, let me just start with this. You know, this week, there are so many posts, okay, on Twitter, on Facebook, Instagram, or may mga nag-blog, okay, about the topics that is making a hit during this week. One of those is yung Man of Steel. Okay, sino sa inyo dito nakapanood na ng Man of Steel? Okay, ito yung ano, grabe, di ba, bakbakan talaga. Sobra, from beginning to last. Sobrang grabe, action-packed, na ang daming sinayang na building. Tapos binali lang ni Superman yung ulo. Wala na. Okay na yon. Okay. Action packed yon. Parang napanood ko na eh. Hindi ko pa napanood yon, ha. Nakwento lang sa akin. So, ang daming trending. Ang daming mga tweets about Man of Steel. And of course, yung NBA. Ang dami niyan. Talagang Heat, Spurs. who will win the championship this season. So talagang ang daming nagta-trending about this topic. Now, I'd like to ask this question. Sino sa inyo dito honestly nakapag-post ka na or picture mo or one-liner mo o kaya nasabi sa iyo ng 'di ba meron pa parang pino-post natin yung me tapos boyfriend tapos me funny lang selfie lang mga ganoon 'di ba? So sino sa inyo dito nakapag-post na kayo sa Facebook, Twitter? Okay? Wala, ikaw lang. Uy, si Chuck lang. Uy, thank you, Chuck. Buti tinutulungan mo ako dito. Okay. Pero I'm sure, di ba, marami sa atin nagpo-post. Okay, yung iba sa atin talaga nagpo-post. Pag nag-post tayo, grabe. Pag, ano to, feeling cute today. Okay. Alaga nga. Tapos, hinihintay mo, di ba? Hinihintay mo every minute. Uy, may nag-like na. baka may nag-repost pa na sinabi ko, matindi to. Di ba? After 1 minute, after 1 hour, wala talaga nagre-repost, grabe. Pero after 1 day, may nag-like na isa. Nanay mo, nilike. Awang-awa naman ako sa'yo, anak eh. I-like ko na yan. Pero I wanna show you pictures of really talaga nag-make ng history talaga, nag-trending talaga sa Facebook. One of those is of course, LeBron James himself. Ito yung bago yung championship nila. Ito yung post niya. Okay, sabi niya ganun, Team LeBron, NBA Finals, going for the second ring. Let's go. Think about this. 329,860 people like this. And then 19,900, amen brother. 19,901 shares. Okay? Grabe yung likes, pati yung share. Ang tindi nito, parang trending talaga. Diba? Sana, how I wish, no? Pag nag-post ako ng picture ko, grabe, 19,000 talaga yung mag-share ng picture ko. Sana ganun din. Diba? Pero ito, matindi. But of course, another person is Yeng Constantino. Okay, nagulat kayo, no? Kala nyo si Yeng, no? Hindi po. Pagkain niya lang yan. But think about this, nag-picture lang siya ng pagkain niya, pinost niya sa Facebook, tingnan nyo yung likes. Ilan yung likes? 7,575 people like this. Hindi ko alam kung anong ulam yan or whatever. Pero pinicturan niya lang. Tapos 24 shares. Di ba yung iba sa atin, pagka nakapunta tayo ng Starbucks, minapwesto natin mabuti. Naku! Ang ganda ng forma nito. Tapos yung tissue. Hindi mo muna ginagano, di ba? Naku, pipicturan muna kita. Yan. Ayusin ko. Tapos may, kunyari may Bible dito para pagka ano, tapos Instagram mo na, tapos i-share mo na. Diba? Talagang lahat sinishare na. Then, we are waiting, ilang kaya magla-likes. Pero ito yung pinaka-paborito ko talaga na nag-trending talaga. Sobra. Wala na makakatalo talaga dito. All over the world, nag-trending. Okay? Can you show the picture? Yon. Hot Papa yan. Sabi niya gano'n, Arg. Arg. Ito matindi. Alam niyo kung ilan likes niyan. Pakita natin. 763,000 ang likers ni Pastor Dan Encarnacion. Dan Monterde. Si Pastor Dan Encarnacion, yung nagsasalita kanina, siya yan. Okay? Now, alisin uli natin yon. Alisin uli natin. Tingnan natin yung t-shirt. I'm endangered. Okay? So, ano na siya? Huli na siya sa species. Siya na lang natitira. Pawala na siya kaya ginanun niya na. Argo. Okay. But you know, with all the message that we read or hear, you know, lahat ng mga nilalikes natin, lahat ng mga nire-retweets natin, repost or share, okay? You know, the big question is, did it really change your life? The moment that you hit that like, uy, grabe, ang ganda nito, i-like ko nga. Or parang baliwala lang, nakakaawa naman itong kaibigan ko, i-like ko na nga. Wala namang kwenta yung sinabi nitong taon to, i-like ko na rin, nakakahiya naman sa kanya. Diba? But sometimes, meron talaga nag-impact sa atin, or maybe picture, or na-touch tayo, may verse, grabe, Lord. ito yung word ko talaga ngayon. Ang grabe, talagang pinost niya, Lord. Ikaw talaga to, Lord. Ikaw to. Nilike mo. But the question is, or nirepost mo pa, niretweet mo. Question is, did it really change your life inside and out? That message, that moment that you read, that post on Facebook or Twitter, you know, today, we're gonna talk about one of the most blockbuster message of all time. Hindi lang ito basta, alam mo yun, tweets, or hindi lang ito basta-basta message on Facebook, but this is one of the most blockbuster message of all time. And this is the word of the Lord through the life of Jonah. That's why if you have your Bible with you, would you open your Bible in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, and then we're going to read from verse 1, okay? And we will just move on and read verses after that. Jonah chapter 1, chapter 4, I'm sorry, chapter 3. Ano ba talaga? Mukhang may hinit-hit ako sa likod, ah. Hindi, ganun talaga. Pag-inspire ka talaga, pagka-hit na hit ka talaga. Wala, hindi ako maka-get over, eh. Panoorin nyo. Sorry po. Sorry. Tama na, sabi. Nagmamakaawa, tama na. Bully mo, Pastor Jeff! Ang bully mo! Sorry, ah. Thank you. Chapter 3, verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. You know, last week we talked about this, that, you know, by the grace of God, God called Jonah again for the second time because God is a God of second chances. You know, he went away, he ran from God. He's supposed to be going to, you know, to Nineveh. But instead, he went to Tarshish. By the way, Tarshish is now, in the modern days, is Spain right now. So he went the opposite side. Okay? But again, because of the love and compassion of God in the life of Jonah and in the life of Ninevites, he gave him a second chance. Why? Because he wants to use Jonah to preach the message of the gospel, the good news, the love and the compassion and the mercy of God in the lives of these Ninevites. And then in verse 2, it says here that, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Can you say that with me? Go. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, go. Okay, mamaya na. Dito muna tayo. Mamaya, go. After, pag nag-play na, go tayo mamaya. Okay, go rebels lang yan. Okay. But the scripture tells us that, you know, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. No, when, well, as we talk about this, when God called Jonah for the second time and he told him to go, okay? You know, for Jonah, the place where God wants him to be is Nineveh. And for us, I believe if God told that to Jonah and he said, go, I believe the same word that he's telling to all of us here today. Okay, tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sige, tingnan mo lang. Hindi ko sabi makipagdaldalan ka. Tingnan mo lang. Okay. Lahat tayo dito, I believe the same thing that God is telling us. Every person in this room, God is calling us to go. Not just Jonah. But God is calling us to go. But the question is, where? Where is God calling me to go? You know, if God called Jonah to go to Nineveh, I believe that all of us here, God is calling us to go to our Nineveh also. Now, the question is, who is your Nineveh? That might be your family. That might be your parents. That might be your, alam mo, mga pinsan mo, kapatid mo, or that might be your campus. That might be your blockmates, classmates, schoolmates, whatever. Those are your Ninevehs. And the scripture is telling us, go. Why? Because God has compassion on those people. The same way that God had compassion for all of you, for you and me, is the same way that God has compassion for all the people around us. That is why He is telling us to go. The first word that we can that we can really dwell in this night, this very night, is go. You know, I do believe in my heart that God has called us, you know, to meet Him, to have personal encounter with Him. And God did not call us to be bench warmers. God did not call us to be just an attendee. Every Friday, I will attend. In fact, 7 o'clock, in fact, meron na akong upuan doon. Pag pinaalis ako ng usher, sisikuhin ko yung usher. Boom, akin to eh. Huwag kang mangengelam, ha? We're just an attendee. And sometimes we are just warming bench. But I believe in my heart that God called us not to be a bench warmer or attendee. But God called us to go. We cannot grow. That is why we are having Thursday service. Because we believe that there has to be more and more students that needs to hear the gospel, that needs to hear the message of Christ. That is why we are opening up a new service. And I want to tell you that you have a part on this. You are not just a Friday attendee. You are not just an attendee of this church. But I want to tell you that you have a part of this. God is calling you to go to your campus, to your school, to share the message of God, to tell how Jesus loved them, to tell your friends that Jesus Christ, hey, our Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins. And I'm telling you, if you don't believe it, na wala ka ng pag-asa sa buhay mo, I'm telling you, meron kang pag-asa sa buhay mo because of what Jesus Christ did for you and me. And we need to go. Don't just be a bench warmer. Don't just be an attendee of wherever church. But I hope if you are really attending here in our youth service, I hope that you get that every time we say this, honor God and make disciples. We want to honor God in everything that we do. We want to honor God in our family, in our classroom, in our school, in our campuses, and we want to make disciples. We want to help people, every single person who doesn't know Jesus Christ yet. Maybe they know Him, but who doesn't have relationship with Him. Let us do our job. We need to go. That is why God called Jonah to go. At the same time, God is calling every one of us to go to our Nineveh. The second word that I want to share tonight is obey. Verse 3, it says there that Jonah obeyed. Can you say that with me? Obeyed. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And now Nineveh was a very important city. You know, I believe that small step of obedience can make a big impact in this generation. Just a small step of obedience. You know, alam mo yung nag-1-to-1 ka lang, may mga tumayo dito, tapos nakaabang ka, ay kakausapin ko yun mamaya, engage ko yun. Tapos tatanungin ko yung number niya. Then makikipag-meet ako sa kanya, then I'll share one-to-one with her or with him. Nag-text ka lang, binigay mo lang yung, wala akong makita, yung card, okay, alam nyo na yon, yung card, yung nasa upuan nyo, nagbigay ka lang, di ba? You are making a big impact in this generation. You don't have to be eloquent, you don't have to be, you know, good in speaking, in communication. All you have to do is just to obey. When God told you to go and share the gospel to this person, to your classmates, all you have to do is just to obey. Just a simple invite. Thursday, Friday, all we have to do is just to obey. And again, the scripture tells us when Jonah obeyed, when Jonah obeyed the call of God, and he said, "Lord, yes, I will follow. I will obey you." The thing that I'm talking about earlier in this message is that this is the most and the it made a huge impact in the life of Nineveh, in the city of Nineveh. Why? When Jonah preached, those 8 words to Nineveh. And we could see that in verse 5. It says here, in verse 4, on the first day Jonah started into the city, he proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Okay? So, makikita natin dito, si Jonah, wala pang Facebook, wala pang Twitter, wala pang Instagram, or hindi pa nagkaroon ng Friendster, or Multiply, wala pa lahat, pero si Jonah, meron na agad, nag-quote na agad. Okay? Nag-preach na agad. In fact, when he started to preach, okay, meron na agad trending. Nagkaroon agad ng trending. In fact, hinalukay ko pa yon eh, pero may Facebook na pala that time. Okay? Pero pwede ba natin pakita yung picture? Ito. Sabi niya gano'n, Jonah, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Tingnan niyo yung likes, 120,000 likes. Alam niyo ba kung ilan ang tao sa Nineveh? 120,000. Honestly, 120,000 people. At sabi niya gano'n, may nag-comment pa, si Jamon Barcelona, mag-repent na tayo. Itigil na ang ating mga kalukuhan. Kasi narinig nila yung preaching ni Jonah, grabe, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. Ano, magsisisi ba kayo? Magbabago ba kayo? O huhusgaan na kayo ng Panginoon? Then every one of them repented before God and told God, Lord, we're so sorry of all the sins that we've committed. And sabi rin nung isa, hindi na po ako mangungopia sa classmates ko. Kaya kung nangungopia ka, magsisi ka na. Ouch, 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 ouch. yung iba, nakikita ko, boom, kala mo, tatamaan mo ako. But you know, this is just so simple. But there are so many sins in life that needs to be repented. And when Jonah spoke about this, you know, it's, nagkaroon ng trending talaga, there's a big change. Okay? It was a huge message that really turned these people around. Inside and out, the way they think, the way they speak, and the way they treat each other. But the key on that is that you obey. All you have to do is just to obey. You go and obey. Simple as that. Even though napakahirap ng assignment ni Jonah, 'di ba? Imagine sino sa inyo dito nagkaroon na kayo ng assignment. Sobrang hirap. Tough assignment. Grabe. Ano ba naman itong teacher ko? Tao ba ito? Diba? At binibigyan ako ng gentong assignment. Diba? Pero si Jonah matindi. Hindi lang basta assignment. But God gave him, you know, you preach to the whole city of Nineveh. But the good news about this is that in verse 5, sabi sa verse 5, the Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. And in verse 6, when the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. So even the king of Nineveh repented. In fact, sabi nga nung king, mag-vlog tayo, mag-post tayo sa Multiply. Kung sarado na ang Friendster Multiply, pa-open natin yan para mag-post tayo yung sinabi ni Jonah para mag-repent lahat ng tao. Ginawa niya yon so that all people in that place, in that city, repented and gave their lives to God. And you know, one thing that I really like here in this verse, in verse 5, they believed in God. You know what will happen if you obey, if you go and obey? You know, people will start to believe in God that you are preaching. And I want to tell you this. This is not about because you are good. It's not because you are, you know, ang galing na, wala lang, talagang lahat, pag nagsalita ka, naniniwala lang yung mga classmates mo sa'yo, kahit ano sabihin mo, naniniwala lang talaga sila sa'yo. But it's not that. It's only because of the grace of God that they can believe the power of the gospel. All you have to do, our job is to go and obey. It is God's job to make people believe the message of the gospel. That's why you don't have to worry. Ano ba ang sasabihin ko dito sa classmates ko? Ano ba ang sasabihin ko sa nanay ko, sa tatay ko? Baka naman mabulul-bulul lang ako. All you have to do is just to go and obey. And God will make these people that you are sharing with, they will make them believe the gospel. It's all about Jesus. And same thing with the king of Nineveh and all the people of Nineveh. They believe God. You know, when you obey, it leads to a miracle. You know, may nauso dati na i-Catherine Bernardo mo ako. Alam nyo ba yon? I-Catherine Bernardo mo ako. Sino nakakaalam nun? Okay, mangilan-ngilan lang. Yung iba, di ba, i-Don Zulueta mo ako. Narinig ko lang yun eh. Okay? Pero ngayon, meron bago. I-Jonah mo ako. Alam mo kung bakit? Kasi si Jonah nag-preach, di ba? I-Jonah mo ako, preachan mo nga ako. Tanungin mo nga yung katabi mo, na-Jonah ka na ba? Na-sharean ka na ba? Si Jonah kasi nag-share eh. Nag-preach. Kaya pag bumalik ka sa campus mo, may tinabihan ka, Brad, na-Jonah ka na ba? Hindi pa eh. I-Jonah kita ngayon. Ilabas mo yung one-to-one mo, sharean mo. Pero may na-realize ako, may mas bago. Na-Lebron ka na ba? Kasi si Lebron, he delivers the shot. Parang yung message, dinideliver natin, di ba? Kaya, na-Lebron ka na ba? Pinilit eh, no? Talagang out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks eh. But you know, because of the power of the gospel, that people will be changed. Hindi dahil sa magaling tayo, hindi dahil sa eloquent tayo, magaling tayo mag-share, mag-preach, alam natin yung mga scripture, alam natin mag-quote ng scripture. It's not about us. But it's really because of the power of the gospel, the power of Jesus Christ to change lives, to change every student. That's why all we have to do is just to obey, go and obey. You know, I'm going to close this message, but the main thing that I want to share to all of us, if you're going to leave this place, three words, very simple, three words. Go, obey, and believe. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, go, obey, and believe. We have to go. Pag uwi mo sa bahay mo, that's our Nineveh. We're not just gonna sit around and let our parents serve our food and tell our parents, feed me. But I believe this time, we need to feed them with the Word of God if they're not yet in the relationship with Christ. If you're gonna go back to your campus, to your school, all you have to do is to go because that's your Nineveh. That is where God is placing you, setting you up. That's why I do believe, listen to this. Kahit na ayaw mo sa school mo ngayon, or kaya gustong-gusto mo sa school mo ngayon, I want to tell you this, there's no accident in the presence of God. God set you up. Kahit na ayaw mo niyang school mo na yan ngayon. God set you up such a time as this because He wants to use you and tell you, go because I love these people. And you're gonna be an instrument, you're going to be an ambassador. You will reconcile these people to me, back to me. And I want to use you. I'm going to use you. So don't despise your school. Don't despise the people around you. Don't hate them. Why? Because I'm bringing you to them. And I'm telling you to go. And when God told you so, to go, all you have to do, all we have to do is just to obey. God, I don't know how to do this. I'm not okay right now. My family is breaking up. I have issues in my life. I have personal issues. Now you're telling me to go and obey you and share the word of God. Yes. Even if you're going through tough times, I do believe in my heart that it's not an accident. I believe that that can be a powerful testimony. Even in your in the worst experience that you are having right now, God can turn that around and make that a blessing, a testimony to the people around you. Because He wants you to go, and all you have to do is to obey God. Don't be a bench warmer. Don't be an attendee. Don't be just a kind of guy worshiping God, reading the Bible. Galing nito, wow. But let us do our part. Let us do our job. Let us obey. And after that, all you have to do is to believe. When you preach the message, the goodness of God, the love of Jesus, into your friends and classmates and families, you believe that God will do something in their hearts that one day, maybe hindi mo agad sila makasama next week, but I'm telling you, if you planted a seed into their hearts, just obeying, just a simple of invitation, one-to-one lang yan, victory group mo yan, shineran mo lang yan, alam mo ba? Kala mo lang walang nagmamahal sa iyo, pero mahal ka ni Jesus. Just as simple as that, I'm telling you, there's a seed that is planted, that is being planted into the heart of that person. And I'm telling you, magugulat ka, one day, they're gonna worship God, they're gonna serve God. Why? Because you went, you go, you obeyed, and you believed God. Lord, it's only by your grace that these people will be changed. It's not about me. And it will never be about me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 18, it says here, all this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. First of all of us here, no one is exempted. Even the people outside of this room. We were once sinners, all of us. We were separated from God. We don't have a right standing before our Father who is in heaven. But it's all because of the love of God, just like the love of God to the Ninevites, that He sent Jonah. But this time in our context, God sent Jesus, who's better than Jonah, so that we will be reconciled back to God, so that our sins will be forgiven. So that we will have the right standing before God, that we will have peace with God, like what Pastor Danis mentioned a while ago. We're going to have peace with God. Why? It's all because of Jesus. He bridged the gap from this side, from us, to the Father. He became the sacrifice so that we will have a right standing before God. We were reconciled. How many of you are grateful with that? Your sins are forgiven. Hindi mo kailangan mahiya. Hindi mo kailangan ma-insecure. Hindi mo kailangan manghina sa mga nangyayari sa buhay mo. Hindi mo kailangan ma-condemn sa mga kasalanan mo. Why? Because your sins are forgiven. Even your sins after tonight, next week, next year, next year, your sins are forgiven. Why? Because of what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for all of us. We were reconciled to God. And then in verse 19 says that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. First of all, we were reconciled to God because of His goodness and mercy. And after that, God will use every one of us, you and me, and committed us the message of reconciliation, to reconcile others to God. Hindi lang po tayo yung na-reconcile sa Panginoon. Gagamitin din tayo ng Panginoon to reconcile our friends to God. That's what the Scripture is telling us. Because in verse 20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making His appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We are Christ's ambassador. pinadala tayo ng Panginoon sa mga pamilya natin, sa mga kamag-anak natin, sa mga kaibigan natin, sa mga kaklase natin. Hindi para magpa-cute. Well, kasama talaga yun. Cute talaga tayo. Anak tayo ni Lord. Pero not because of that. Hindi para magpa-pogi o magpag... You know, para sabihin, born again ako eh. Nag-a-attend ako sa Victory. Youth service every Friday. Grabe, ang daming estudyante doon. Hindi para doon. Dinala tayo ng Panginoon para sa mga sa campus natin, sa mga kaibigan natin, to share the message of love, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, and grace of God towards them. God wants us to be a message of reconciliation. God wants to use us. The question is, will you go? Will you obey? And will you trust God and believe God that He is the one who will turn that person? Who will change the heart of that person? And I'm telling you, one day, while you are worshiping God, pagtingin mo, kilala ko yun ah. Sineran ko yun, in-invite ko yun, pinag-pray ko dati yun ah. It's all because you went, you obeyed, and you believed God. That's why your classmates will be saved. Can we all stand on our feet as we pray today? Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for second chance, Lord. Even though how stubborn we are, how boastful we are, but still, God, you called us once again. And Lord, thank you, Lord God, for your grace, God. You know, this time, if you came here for the very first time, you know, if your friends invited you here, I just want to honor your friends. Because they went, they obeyed, and they believed God, that it's God who will change your heart. And if you are here today, you were invited, this is your very first time, or maybe you've been attending, but you never surrendered your life to Christ. This is the time that God is telling you, I want to reconcile you back to me. I want to forgive your sins. I want to heal you, your broken heart. I want to give you hope. I want to save you. Because I died for you over 2,000 years ago. That's why you are free from any condemnation. And if you're that person today, if you're that student today, nobody's looking around, if you want to give your life to Christ, you want to have that reconciliation back to God, would you raise up your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to lead you to Christ. Yes, thank you. God bless you. I saw that hand. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yes, thank you, sir. God bless you. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, thank you. God bless you. Anyone else in this room? Any more hands? Yes, thank you. You know in your heart that you need Jesus. Because you cannot survive this world without Jesus. It's only by the blood of Jesus that you can be set free from the bondage of sin. And all you have to do is to put your trust in Him, that indeed He died for your sins. Yes, thank you. I saw that hand. You know, if you are raising up your hand, if you are raising up your hand all across this room, you know who you are. You know who you are. If you are really saying, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I want to have this personal relationship with you from now on. Would you come here in front? I want to pray for you. If you are really saying, Lord, hindi na ako mahihiya dito. Lord, namatay ka nga para sa kasalanan ko eh. Lord, from now on, I want to give my life to you. Because you died for me. And right now, you are giving me hope. You are giving me forgiveness. You are giving me salvation from now on. If you are that person, would you come here in front? I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Just come here in front. I want to pray for you. Just come here in front. Just come here in front. If you raise up your hand, you don't have to be ashamed of about the decision that you will make right now. This very moment. Just come here in front. Just come here in front. Praise God. Anyone else? Any more hands? Just come here in front. Just come here in front. Come on, let's give God a big hand for these people. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.